Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York has just won a seat on the powerful House Financial Services Committee, which oversees Wall Street. In her first speech on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday, she focused on the government shutdown.
And the truth of this shutdown is that it's actually not about a wall, it is not about the border, and it is certainly not about the well-being of everyday Americans. The truth is, this shutdown is about the erosion of American democracy and the subversion of our most basic governmental norms.
The 29-year-old self-described Democratic Socialist has become so high profile on Capitol Hill that she is now known just by her initials, AOC. Rachel Bade covers Congress for Politico and has been watching Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's first weeks in Congress. Rachel, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And you're joining us from the Capitol right now. Give us a sense of what kind of a splash Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has had in Congress.
Well, she's definitely making waves, making some friends, but also, I would say, making a few enemies here in the House Democratic Caucus. She is perhaps more popular right now than any of her colleagues, besides perhaps Nancy Pelosi, who also has a big name. She's garnered millions of Twitter followers. People are flocking around her on Capitol Hill. Her first week in Congress, she was getting her own 60 Minutes segment. So, you know, a lot of popularity, a lot of interest. You approach her on the Hill, and she's very friendly. I was watching her at one point and following her, trying to ask her some questions, and she bear-hugged a security guard who was so excited to meet her. But, you know, that's one thing. Democrats are actually really concerned about her on the Hill, and they're worried that she is going to use her sort of new star power and firepower and turn it on them, and she has sort of already suggested she's willing to do that. For instance, one of the first days of Congress, she went to Twitter and totally criticized Nancy Pelosi's House rules package that's going to govern the next Congress. And so I think we saw right off the bat how much of an issue she could be for her own party.
But she did vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker, right?
She did. And I think that right now they have this sort of understanding. But the big question people are watching is, does she try to primary or support primary challenges to her colleagues? That's perhaps the most controversial thing.
Well, and in fact, she stars in a video released yesterday by Justice Democrats, the group that recruited her to run for office, which seeks to oust centrist Democrats from Congress. And here she is talking with this group about her own run for office.
Feeling like it was a movement and that it wasn't about me was the most convincing aspect, being like, oh yeah, I'll do this because it's a bunch of crazy people and this will be fun.
Yeah.
So there's concern, as you say, from Democrats. What about from Republicans? If you turn on Fox News, she's on there probably every hour in some form. And there was an Onion, the satirical website, The Onion, had a headline that claimed that Fox is creating a special 24-hour channel just to cover Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Obviously not true. But are Republicans obsessed with her? What do you think?
Yes, I think they view her as a perfect foil, just like Nancy Pelosi. You know, she, being a progressive and a self-described socialist, espouses and believes in a lot of policies that most Democrats are not comfortable with. Medicare for all, this whole Green New Deal, this notion of trying to, in 10 years, turn the U.S. economy into this environmentally friendly, sustainable, energy-producing environment. This is costly. This scares businesses. And it scares Democrats, frankly. And Republicans, what they can do is they can highlight these policies that Ocasio-Cortez supports and say, look what she's doing to the Democratic Party. Why would you vote for Democrats? Because they're going to turn this nation into a socialist country.
Well, and how much power do you think she's going to have now that she's got this seat on the Financial Services Committee? What is she going to use all of this fame for?
I think that's yet to be determined, right? People have tried to approach her and make friends with her and explain to her that if you want to be effective in Congress, you have to have good standing with at least your own party to get things done. And she told me, I'm not interested in primarying Democrats right now. I'm focused on my job and doing my job. And so in that regard, you would think she was backing off a little bit. But then, as you mentioned, there was this video that came out yesterday from this group. And, you know, I reached out to her her office and basically was told that that video was taped a while ago. But the timing is certainly interesting, and I don't think it's by accident that just 5 days after I write this story about House Democrats trying to rein her in and bring her into the fold, that this group drops this video with AOC giving the blessing to basically take out some other Democrats.
I want to ask you about one more thing, and that is the issue of how factual she is in her claims. She recently won 4 Pinocchios for misstating Pentagon spending. She was asked about that on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
What is being said about that, about how based in facts her statements are?
Yikes. That's what's being said. The better thing she should have done, and she did it later after this interview, was say, listen, I made a mistake. When I make mistakes, I say I'm sorry and I correct it. And I think, you know, she's young. She's 29. She's still learning a lot about policy, how this place works, and it didn't play well with either party.
That is Rachel Bade, who covers Congress for Politico, talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about her in the years to come, as we already are. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.